VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. U.S. presidential candidates Donald Trump and Kamala Harris continued their frantic push Monday towards the November 5th election. Former President Trump, the Republican nominee, appeared before a group of Christian leaders in the southeastern state of North Carolina.
So I'm here tonight to deliver a simple message to Christians across America. It's time to stand up and save your country.
For her part, Vice President Harris, the Democratic nominee, campaigned in the northern state of Wisconsin, where she urged voters to stand up for democracy.
I say do not despair, because in a democracy, as long as we can keep it in our democracy, the people, every individual has the power to make a decision about what this will be. And so let's not feel powerless.
North Carolina and Wisconsin are two of a handful of so-called battleground states that hold a crucial number of electoral votes that could provide either candidate the necessary margin of victory. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to meet with Israeli leaders Tuesday as he makes a push to revive stalled Gaza ceasefire talks, enable greater humanitarian access to Gaza, and de-escalate the war between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Hours before the talks, Hezbollah said it fired rockets at Israeli military bases near Tel Aviv and Haifa, while Israel said it intercepted projectiles fired from Lebanon. Lebanon's health ministry said an Israeli attack Tuesday near the country's biggest public hospital in Beirut killed at least 13 people and wounded 57 others. This is